In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. There are some times that I'd rather be quiet than speak, but it's not an option for me because of my role as a father. So even though I'd rather be quiet in such a day, in the reverence of this event, the passing of our beloved father, Pope Ava Shenouda, because he's a true father, he's a father to me, he's a father to the church, he's a father to us all. And in that situation, I don't know what could be said, but I found something that's nice in the Gospels and in the readings today. Maybe we can share together. Believe it or not, the readings and the Gospel is related actually to the event. One of the greatest virtues and personality traits of His Holiness, that He was a father. We spoke last Sunday about the fatherhood of God. And I promise you, this is the best thing in the world. The fatherhood of God. And as we were discussing with some people, how can someone be a father for millions? Literally millions. How can someone's heart accommodate so many people with their problems, with their mistakes, with their needs, demands? How could it be? We struggle to be fathers for few people. But if you really think about it, no way that this is something earthly, but it is the fatherhood of God. The fatherhood of God. Best thing ever. The fatherhood of God was demonstrated today in this gospel of the Samaritan woman. And the heart of the Father towards us was very clear. Not only because Jesus accepted a woman that according to the measures of this world, a sinner, or at least weird, or not normal, you don't meet every day someone who's married 6 times, and you know, it's not a normal thing. Something wrong about her. I'm sure everybody looked at her, said there's something wrong about this lady. Something is not correct here. But Jesus looked at her and he saw the goodness in her. He saw her as an object of love. She saw her as a true father and accepted her unconditionally without anything. The fatherhood of God, God is the father of the weak, the broken, those who have no one, the rejected. Or, if we want to put it in a spiritual term, the humble. God loves those that no one loves. He loves them specially, and He gives them more attention. Not only that He loves them and He accepts them, but He actually trusts them. One of the great things about His holiness, that He was able to trust a lot of people. And we were surprised by the trust He has in certain people. I remember discussing that with some of the bishops who never thought that they could be bishops or could be entrusted over the church. But someone saw them, believed in them, and trusted them. That's what Jesus did with the Samaritan woman. He trusted her over a city. She became a missionary. He believed in her that she could do more than the 12 disciples he had. He said, if this woman is just being accepted and loved, she would do amazing things. Who in the world can see that in such a woman? And she went same day. She preached an entire city with just a few words. Come and see. Someone told me everything I did. Maybe he's the Christ. Come and see. Everybody came. We've never heard that a disciple brought an entire city in just one day. Never heard of anyone did that. Entire city in one. He entrusted her. He saw in her that she can do that. Not only that he loves them and he accepts them and he trusts them, but much more than this, he is very, very, very excited about the weak, about the needy, about the broken, about the sinners, about the no one, so excited to be with them and to love them. When you're very excited, most likely you don't feel the hunger. You can go for hours and you completely forget that you didn't eat. Maybe if you got the new iPad, or maybe you got the new car, or maybe you got the new job, whatever it is, you're excited, so excited that could be past hours and hours and no food, and you don't even feel the hunger. Jesus did that. He said, when the disciples brought food after 6 hours of travel, he said, I'm not hungry. Why? He said, because I have another food. What is your food? It's to do the will of my Father. It's to make him happy. What makes the Father happy? And what makes you happy? To see this person and to sit with her. That brings a lot of excitement to God's heart. Someone that you don't even care to look at. He is so excited to sit with them. He is so excited to meet them. That brings us a lot of hope that our Heavenly Father, unbelievable, especially when I'm broken and when I'm humble. All the readings today were about that. Jesus never did that with a Pharisee. But he did that with the humble people like this woman. Did you know that there is no difference between this woman and someone else who is praying every day, 10 times a day? The Pharisees were doing that. And when Jesus compared the Pharisee to a sinful woman in Luke 7, he said, she is better than you. She is better than you. Why? Because we're all sinners. Some people, their sins are very obvious, but some is very hidden. He praises those who can admit their weakness. Those who can humble themselves and say, Lord, I'm weak. I have my insecurities. I have my fears. I have my lusts. He says, when you say that, I love you most. and I admire you most. And I want to hug you most when you admit that. As it says here in the readings, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. He will shower us with his love and with his fatherhood. The amazing thing is that the fatherhood of God is for the weak, not for the strong. I did not come to call righteous, but sinners to repentance. You will enjoy the fatherhood of God the more you understand yourself and the more you are aware of your weaknesses and your insecurities and your sins and your problems. And that time, he multiplies the grace for you. It's when we hide it. It's when we suppress it. It's when we say that we're okay, we're not that bad, or when we defend ourselves, he says, I can't help you. But when you admit your weakness, you're my best friend. I am the God of the weak. I am the father of the humble. I am the doctor of the sick. Which category are you in those? I am yours. And I came to you to show you my love, my acceptance, my love. The readings are full of encouragement today. But not for anyone. Only for the weak. Only for the broken. And not necessarily broken because of situations or incidents. Could just be broken because just the understanding of my humanity as a human being, that I have my weaknesses that are preventing me from doing the things that I would love to do, from loving, from forgiving, from living a holy life, from living a life according to God. We're all the same. All have sinned and fallen short of the grace of God. The only difference is some people realize that and some people don't. Some people admit that, some people don't. Some people humble themselves and some people decide that I can do it on my own. I can fix it. Maybe if I do better, if I pray more, sure. But your prayer more and your fasting more may add to your self-righteousness. I think what God is praising here in this woman is her ability to open up her life and her heart to him that he may heal. That's the fatherhood of God. Can't live without it. Can't live one day or one second without it. You want to enjoy it? Just be real and admit what you have. If you think about it a little bit, if you meditate on it a little bit, if you are honest and open with yourself a little bit, you will find that there are a lot of things that I need to open up. Once I open up, then the connection will be the greatest. Then we'll be united. And I will be united with my Father. And I will be able to be used by him like the Samaritan woman. I will be able to be used by him. May the fatherhood of God help all of us during this time. May we feel his shepherdhood for the church. Because when the shepherd of the church is not on earth, then Christ himself is the high priest of the church. When the orphan doesn't have a father, God himself is his father for real. As long as he admits that he's an orphan, as long as he admits that he needs a love, the love of the Father, as long as he admits that he needs the help, God will surely be there. So we admit as a church that the church is an orphan now. But because of that, it's no longer an orphan, but the great high priest and the father of all the fathers is our father himself. And he will take care of all of us during this time. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.